let us take you to remote areas of the Himalayas in Nepal. In April 2015, Nepal was hit by the most destructive earthquake in 80 years. With a magnitude of 7.8 on the Richter scale, it left almost 9,000 people dead and 22,000 injured. 17 days later, a 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck, causing even more loss on life and destruction, and disrupting the recovery operations that had just started. The earthquake completely destroyed nearly 600,000 homes across Nepal and damaged over 280,000 more. Just weeks after the earthquake, the monsoon season began and caused landslides that cut many villages off. People had no access to schools, medical centers, or markets. With the support of UK Aid, NGO People in Need started UNAD Goreto, a project that reconstructed over 125 kilometers of trails through remote Himalayan villages, employing over 2,000 residents from the communities. On Skype, directly from Nepal, we are talking to Mr. Rajesh Rai, Program Manager of People in Need, an organization that, in cooperation with other NGOs, organized reconstructions of trails in Nepal. Mr. Rajesh, how is the situation in Nepal now, 3 years after the earthquake?
The situation now is that we are still rebuilding. Initially, the government had planned 5 years of reconstruction program. We just recently had a three-year anniversary. So we're on the fourth year and we are still rebuilding. Hopefully, by the end of the fifth year, we will have rebuilt all the structures, including the houses that needs to be rebuilt.
Who was affected most by this earthquake?
Generally speaking, all those people who were living within the area where the earthquake had most effect were affected. But of course, the more poorer people were more affected than those who are economically sound. Those who can help themselves rebuild the houses that they had lost during earthquake have already rebuilt. But the poorer people who do not have any means of financial resources or the technical resources for that matter, they are still left behind. And the government is doing everything in its power to help those people who are in need. In other words, they are helping the most vulnerable ones.
So where are these people now? Where are they living?
Mostly those people who haven't rebuilt yet are still living in makeshift shelters.
Apart from the houses, also many infrastructure, many paths were damaged. What was the situation?
So like you rightly pointed out, apart from the houses, the trails were also affected. The landslides were triggered by the earthquake. So in remote areas in Nepal, walking through trails is the basic mode of transportation. So we did this trail project in two districts. Separate districts, Gorkha and Rasra. I was managing Gorkha district. So when we did an initial assessment for this trail, we found out that the trails were damaged, not completely damaged, but some parts were completely damaged. Others were partially damaged and which needed rehabilitation, which needed some makeover. And also it were less safer to use. The trails were full of debris or stones, vegetation and all that. So that is why we decided to do the rehabilitation.
So I'm calling from Sydney and our listeners are from around Sydney. So path and trails and roads here are obviously very different to the ones in Nepal, the ones you were dealing with. Can you maybe describe the trails, how they look like in the regions where you work?
The terrain in Nepal is very, very difficult in the sense that it's a mountainous country. So the trails lead from one place to another place, depending on where the services are located. By services, I mean the market, school, health posts and all that. Therefore, it is more rigorous to walk through these trails. And it's also less safer in the sense that if it rains, it's slippery. Like I mentioned before, it's a mountainous region. So often you'd be walking through a trail and you would have 200, 300 feet of cliffs nearby. And it's very, very difficult and very inconvenient and less secure.
How wide are these trails?
So the existing trails, we found out before we did the rehabilitation, was about 500 millimeter or 50 centimeter wide. But when we rehabilitated the trails, we made sure that it was at least 1 meter or 1.5 meter in width.
There are regions where you work that are completely inaccessible unless walking down these trails. if I understand correctly, how long does it take, or did it take before the reconstruction to people to reach?
It's relative as to how fast you can walk. Of course, the locals are much more comfortable walking through these trails, so they reach certain destination faster than, for example, for us. It really depends on who's walking through the trails.
So people are used to really travel these trails?
Yes, they are used to walking. There are no access to road or even the vehicles. So the basic form of transportation is by foot. There's no other options.
People in need worked on restoring them. What did you do exactly? How were these trails on the hills restored?
First of all, we had a baseline survey to find out which part of the district we would work in. And then once the trails were finalized and selected, we formed a consortium team. Engineering consultants would look after the technical aspect of the project. The local partners would take care of the social problems on the field. So this was a community-driven project. We encouraged the local people from the community to take part in the reconstruction, which they happily obliged. This was also an opportunity for them to earn a bit of cash. So we compensated them for the work that they did for us. So eventually, it took us about 13 months to complete. In Gorkha, we completed 75 kilometers of trails, 5 steel truss bridges, 8 rest areas in Rasua. So altogether, we completed 125 kilometers of trails, 9 truss bridges, and 15 rest areas.
Is your work done now?
Yes, it's finished. We have formally handed over the infrastructure to the local authority, which would be the Gaopalika in the respective district.
You said everybody from the community was involved. Does that mean also women were involved as well?
Yes, we highly encouraged women participation. In fact, about 35% of the workers that we're able to employ were women. One of the things the women participants liked about the project was that we paid both men and women equally. That also encouraged them to work in this project.
The road is built now, so what happens now in the community?
Now that we have finished the project, meaning we have met our target of rehabilitating the trails completely, we have handed over the infrastructure to the concerned local authority so the public can use them as per their convenience, and they are also responsible for looking after the trails that we have rehabilitated.
Is it possible for tourists to come there and see it, or is it still too damaged after the earthquake?
The tourists are most welcome to visit because the trails that we have built is completely safe, and it's much more convenient to use it now.
Okay, well, hopefully some of our listeners will go and enjoy the trail. Thank you so much, Rajesh.
Thank you very much.